Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. In the studio, we got boy.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. It's an Easter thing, or it's a maybe it's an Earth Day thing, or maybe it's a 420 thing.
Hey, man,
what?
I thought I smelled something when I walked in.
Yeah, that's right. We got our tequila in the studio, but God knows what else on 420. So there's a lot to celebrate today, including the legend of the Easter eel. We are going to dive into that urban legend here on the show once again. And it's really not an urban legend. It's the truth. It's the God's honest truth. Would we lie? Well, maybe.
I think last year we
proved that last year.
What? Did we lie?
That Easter eel is a real thing.
Oh, of course. Google it.
The eel is real.
That's right.
That's what I feel.
That's what we need to start hammering, I think. Is
Jessica Biel.
Start the what?
Potato peel.
Okay, there's some fine tuning of the marketing message that we need to work on.
The eel is real. Or how about feel the eel?
Come on, feel the eel. No, we got some issues.
No, that won't work.
Your mask seal.
Buried a bugger with us as well. But
someone else. We have a guest.
That's right. Well, the Aqua Gypsy is connected with us via the internet today. How are you, Brittany?
I am doing well. Thank you, Greg. I've survived.
You survived. We got to talk about her story. But just real quick, are you familiar with the Easter eel yourself there, Brittany? Or is that kind of information you'd prefer to keep to yourself?
I'm going to keep it to myself on this one.
Okay. Smart. The way she described that pretty much said it all.
She knows.
Yeah.
I can tell.
All right. Well, we will get into that later on. Let's talk about what the Aqua Gypsy has been up to, which is the Tortuga Fest down in South Florida. She was there last week, and we're going to try to connect with her live, but she was too busy hobnobbing and, well, maybe partaking in a cocktail or two and doing more important stuff than ramble with us, I guess. Is that right, Britt, or what? What do you think?
That's right. Actually, during this time last week, I wandered around Conservation Village. Uh-huh. And there were so many people to talk to, so many people there. Everyone from the Shark Lab in Bimini, Guy Harvey, the Miami University, everyone, Reef, Coral Restoration.
Yeah, and just to back up, so if you don't know, Tortuga Fest, massive outdoor concert featuring Kenny Chesney and Jason Aldean, was he there? What was the rundown? Big lineup, right?
Yeah, big lineup. But then during the day, it's more like a reggae songwriters festival.
Okay.
There are some country music singers that go on there, but for the most part, it's a lot of up and coming acts.
Yeah, but there's this outdoor festival atmosphere that it has, and they have this conservation way or pavilion area, and all those people that you just mentioned, which obviously have quite a bit of diving reflected in their efforts, exhibit there at the show. I mean, the guy who puts on this event, he's a big diver guy. I know friends who know him. All right, Captain Walt DeMartini, I believe, knows him, doesn't he, Brittany? Or did you talk about that when you were staying at the Gomez Hilton while you're participating in Tortuga Fest?
That didn't come up, but everyone that I met there, you know, from Bimini and the Shark Lab and all, you know, from the Keys and stuff, we mainly talked about everyone that he knew that was at the booth.
Right. So. Or they all knew him. Oh, you're staying at the Gomez Hilton, Walt DeMartini's thing. Bubble Boy put that down.
Someone.
He's holding up some things there for
the Easter eel is molting.
On Facebook Live. That is not what you think it is, and I wouldn't be touching it if I were you.
It looks like what I think it is.
Yeah, just don't do that. There's things that are happening on Facebook Live today on our feed that
I don't understand.
We can't talk about.
Greg, I thought you were fixed.
Would see. Shush. I apologize, Aqua Gypsy.
Not at the circumcised.
These guys are distracting us, and we need to focus on things.
If you had a clean studio.
Just quiet. Just stop it. Just stop it right now. It's not appropriate, especially for Easter weekend.
I don't want to, but I would fire your
maid. Easter eel is going to be very upset with you, CJ.
Get the lights off.
Yeah, anyway.
Does that mean no brown eggs?
Just stop, okay? Stop it. Oh, my gosh. Brittany, I apologize. Now, the conservation efforts going on, they were basically there to kind of educate everybody that was there for the concert to maybe participate in these organizations or at least be aware of what they're doing and what they could do to make a difference for the marine environment, right?
100%, yes. So they also practiced a lot of sustainability there as well. There were no plastic water bottles whatsoever.
Yeah.
So actually, we drank water out of cans.
Hmm. Which you can illuminate, you can recycle the aluminum, crush it on your head. Aluminum is how you technically.
Aluminium.
That's what I said. And you know, what you can do is you can crash it, collapse it on your head, and then you can recycle it.
Not advisable.
No,
actually saw a lot of that. Yeah,
see, that happens at an event like this.
Should have been drinking out of coconut.
Why? Do they
take the coconut, you drink out of that, and then you crush up the shell and use it for mulch.
Okay, I'm sure they would want to do that at a concert, you big dummy. What the hell's wrong with you? Don't make me smack you.
Greg, actually, there was a lot of coconut drinking, but I think
what do I know?
It had more than a little coconut water in it, if you know what I mean.
A little coconut water and rum. Yeah, that's a pretty,
Buster's rum?
Possibly.
Puthers!
No, it actually had been Kenny Chesney's rum, I bet, wasn't it? Because he had his own brand.
Yeah, it was his, and then a lot of Tito's.
I think it's Blue Chair, isn't that his rum label, Blue Chair Rum or something like that?
That's correct, and a lot of Tito's.
See, there you go. And Brittany is a rum connoisseur, so you were there doing research in that regard, I guess, too. That's what you would call it, right?
I was taking some notes, yes.
Oh, okay, fair enough. And
copious notes.
Okay.
From the bar located at the Gomez Hilton.
That's right. Well, that was when she was, the social hour. She would retire to the Gomez Hilton, and then they, let their hair down, hang out, have a good time, and that kind of thing. So you just had a great weekend, obviously, last weekend, from what I saw in pictures on Facebook and that kind of stuff, too. But you learned a few things, heard some great music, saw some great performances, and I don't know, laid the groundwork for doing some more diving down in that area too. Did you talk about any of that with the folks down in South Florida or what, Britt?
Yeah, definitely. I spoke with a couple of the shark research booths about doing some volunteer work with just doing some surveying for the reefs down here in Fort Lauderdale. And then actually doing, obviously, some coral restoration work down in the Keys as well.
Well, there you go. And you saw our video or my video of the hammerheads from last week that we were talking about, which is right there next to the Shark Lab in Bimini. And you're saying they were exhibiting there at Tortuga Fest as well? They were there?
Yeah, definitely. And sadly, did you see the news from Thursday?
Which news would that be?
Doc has passed away.
What?
Yes.
Sonny Gruber?
Sorry. Yes.
No, I did not hear that. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Dr. Sonny Gruber passed away, did he?
Yes.
Oh, geez. Yep. No, I did not get wind of that. Man, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez. Yeah. He was a very cool guy. And he had us over there at the Shark Lab. I mean, he hadn't, he has other people run it for him now. But no, I did not know that, Brittany. So, golly. Man, you threw me for a loop.
I wanted to chat with him. You know, I was so excited about meeting him. I was actually really like, that's the first booth that we went over to. And they said, sadly he couldn't make it this trip. You know, he's feeling a little under the weather. And then on Thursday I saw on social media that he had passed.
Wow. So, I mean, this was not expected, I assume, or
I
at least don't not that much. Our condolences to his family and friends, anybody who knew Dr. Sonny Gruber. Great guy. And obviously the Shark Lab still continues to do great research on sharks and conservation and that kind of thing. So golly, I'm really sorry to hear that. That's a bummer. But wow. Okay. Well, I'll have to kind of reset here a little bit and kind of think about that. You know, I didn't know him real well, but I knew his work and he'd been on the show a few times. Great guy. All right. Well, you had a good time regardless. Learned a few things, laid the groundwork for future trips, and maybe we'll have to go down there and do some diving, whether it's down in South Florida, or maybe we'll visit the Shark Lab over in Bimini. You're game for that, right, Aqua Gypsy?
100%.
Yeah, that's what an Aqua Gypsy does. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
How dare you defy your master?
The show is a disaster.
You total headbangers.
He's Greg the Dive Master. Dive Master. Dive Master! Dive Master!
Oh. Master's my friend!
I'm Nart! Hello, fishies!
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm not Narked, even though it's 420 and you can probably get away with it today if you are celebrating accordingly. All right, we have Jerry the Diver Guy going to join us here in just a bit. But in the meantime, CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me, as well as Barry the Bugger. Casey the Tobacco Nut has joined us via the web as well.
Hey, glad to be here.
Yes, he wanted to kind of follow up a little bit on last week's adventure with the Hammerheads, because he hates me too.
You evil pack of go behind my back.
Yeah,
divers.
Well, that's what we do. You know, once again, you know that you've really made it when your fellow divers hate you.
It was just Greg and Dennis, for the record.
That's right.
Bubble Boy and myself did not get to go.
That's right. Greg, if you notice, we now have a Casey Cam.
We have a Casey Cam. Oh, we do. We can see him. How unfortunate.
He looks more like Colonel Sanders than you do.
But, you know, the thing is, you can't see him on Facebook Live. Barry or Casey are not connected via... You know,
there's got to be a way to do that.
No, there's legal reasons why we don't allow such a thing.
Oh,
this is private cam.
There has to be a whole legal thing that they go through. Right now, you just see myself, CJ, and Bubble Boy. And trust me, that's bad enough.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, we can't apologize enough for that. But the Hammerheads were pretty awesome, Casey. So, you know,
I saw the video and it looked absolutely excellent.
Yes, it was. It was pretty amazing stuff.
Greg still has all his limbs, digits.
I do. I have all of my appendages. Care to see one?
No, I'm good.
Your monkey heart held up okay?
You know, it held up fine. And the sharks didn't, you know, hone in on any kind of weird electrical signals or anything like that. And plus, I had my GoPro to kind of, you know, act as a buffer.
Off. Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, that and my little plastic stick. Yeah, and see all this. It's scubaradio.com.
Did they let you keep your plastic stick?
Yeah. Well, no. Actually, no. I didn't. That would actually have been a pretty good souvenir. You know, they ought to do that.
Greg's nothing without his plastic stick.
Well, just stop it, Casey. But, and you know, the more I think about it, that's not a bad... That would be a pretty cool souvenir that they give the divers or offer it. You know, a little Neil Watson, Scuba Bimini shark stick. Because they give
Isn't
you these
that a
little,
piece of PVC?
Yeah, it's a piece of, you know, about a 1-inch, you know.
PVC pipe.
Yeah, PVC. Yeah, it was. And then you put a little logo on it.
Sign them.
Polyvinyl chloride.
Like, yeah.
Thank you.
What is that? Is that a PVC? No, that's a shark stick, you moron. And then you could whack people with it. And then it would bring back all, you know, all those memories.
Then it's
diving.
A whacker.
They're in aisle 15 of the Home Depot.
Okay. So you could go pick up one for yourself, but it's not the same.
No.
It's not the same. It's kind of like finding a treasure underwater, like a, you know, a Spanish real or something, and just buying it at the store. You got to find one to really make it make a difference.
I get all my gold from the Franklin Mint, and you should consider doing the same.
If you would like, I can get you some of that PVC, and I'll put some Scuba Radio stickers on it, and you could put them on the website.
Barry's not listening again, is he?
No, I'm not.
Greg, do you know what PVC stands for?
Go ahead,
Propofol Vinyl Camouflage.
I think it's incorrect.
Remember, we're talking about Greg here. Preventricular contraction.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh. He's throwing PVCs everywhere.
Well, it's Bubble Boy, so you know that's a lie. Anyway, speaking of lies, we got to talk about the Easter eel.
Yes. Now, does he come on Easter morning, Easter Sunday, or does he come Saturday night?
I think it depends
on
your
diet.
I believe it might. You know, the thing is about the Easter eel, you know, we kid. But last year, we really dove into this big time and realized the Easter eel is a real thing. At first, when we heard about it a couple years ago here at Scuba Radio, we thought this was a big hoax. And, of course, we had to talk about it like it was real. But then we did, and we realized, wait a minute, if you Google Easter eel, there's a whole backstory. There's images out there on the web of like a green moray eel and an Easter hat guarding Easter eggs. And I'm like, whoa, this is a real thing.
Those are his buddy's eggs, the Passover lobster.
I don't know what eggs they are, but it is a real thing that we didn't make up. We can't take full credit.
We thought we did.
We're
all clever.
Somebody beat us to the punch on this and thought of this dumb idea way before we did. Even
Greg, I was a skeptic. I did not believe in the Easter eel. And then right before the show, he made a huge mess in your kitchen.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
We're just going to call that the incident.
Okay. Yeah, the incident. All right.
There was a little mishap with the tonic.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, hopefully...
At the Scuba Radio bar.
Okay. Well, we'll just leave that alone then. And I don't want to hear about it. It
wasn't me.
Yeah, I gotcha.
It was the Easter eel.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it was a big Easter eel.
You know, the thing is, the story is that the Easter eel comes to good little diver boys and girls if they've dove enough throughout the year.
Uh-oh.
The next day or on Easter Day, he may show up. And, you know, they...
Tell him where he shows up.
Well, it's an eel. And they have to, you know, have water. And say if you're in, like, landlocked, you know, Colorado or someplace, you know, he's going to find the nearest water source. It's going to get him... get to you as a diver.
So you mean like the shower?
Well, I don't know.
Toilet?
You know, I mean, he's going to use what's available to him.
Bolivia?
I think I just heard Jerry the Diver Guy.
He just doing heard Jerry.
His best.
That was Mr. Hanky.
I think he was doing his Mr. Hanky. The Easter eel, I do believe, share some mythical connections to Mr. Hanky. You know, but what we didn't know last year was that even though we found online all the images and the, I don't know, the...
folklore.
The backstory, the whole story of the Easter eel. I mean, it's on there. It's on Google. He doesn't have his own song like the Easter Bunny does. You know, here comes Peter.
Well, we need to fix that.
Well, we didn't have to go far. I dug up a little nugget. I found this today that we are going to play the Easter eel song. And it pretty much, you know...
Anthem?
I don't know if it's an anthem or just the story.
I don't know about you, but I'm scared. You know, I'm very scared.
You know, we could go into the whole story of what the Easter eel is, but as most holidays, there's a song usually that kind of, you know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Santa Claus is coming to town, here comes Peter Cottontail. You know, there's a song that kind of paints the, you know, shares the story so everybody kind of get brought up to speed quicker. So nice. That's what we have to share with everybody. On Scuba Radio today. Did we apologize in advance?
Nah.
Okay. I think we probably ought to do that.
That won't
help. We never do.
Two or three times. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio with me. Also, Jerry the Diver Guy, Casey the Tobacco Nut, and Barry DeBugger rounding out the crew today. All right, so the legend of the Easter eel. And oh, by the way, we got a cool little interview with a guy I met at BTS coming up here in about 20 minutes of a new product. A dive knife on steroids. We're going to get to that
cool.
A little bit later on. But first, the story of the Easter eel. We found this song that actually will explain the whole thing and bring everybody up to speed. So sing along if you recognize this.
Here comes Ed the Easter eel. We're not quite sure just what's his deal. He comes to good divers on Easter Day.
Oh, wow.
Wake up Easter morning and you'll do what we all do. He might be there to wish you well, but don't confuse him with your poo. So keep the lid up for him this year. The Easter eel is almost here. Divers round the world now all say yay! Yay! Yay!
That was a great, inspiring legend that you made up.
No, it's not true. I didn't make that up.
I knew there was a toilet involved.
Well, it's a water source.
Barry,
okay.
You being of the tribe, do you not believe in the Easter eel, or you do?
Obviously not.
The Easter eel? Ever tell you about the fish I tried to flush down the toilet and got stuck?
That doesn't sound like a very pleasant or fond memory of
was
a holiday
that on
gone
Easter?
By.
You no, were trying
no,
to
no. It was a fish that died in my fish tank, but it was unusually large, and like all fish, I gave it a burial at sea, but it didn't make it through.
Way to bring us down, Barry. after, you know,
so
a highlight like
this.
Fried
it up and ate it.
Oh.
No. I get marinated.
No, I took the toilet apart.
It was known as the Shiva.
Beep.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but it kind of fit with all that stuff we just did.
We're off to a rousing start.
Yeah, what? More nonsense coming up next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Hey, it's the Israel.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You were expecting maybe the Easter Bunny?
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hopping, Easter's on its way.
Okay, more traditional type of song maybe for the weekend. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
That's not me.
Craig the Dive Master, talking about the Easter Eel and the Easter Bunny. Which, by the way, Easter Eel hasn't caught on quite as much as the Easter Bunny. Even Captain Slade, he's put on an Easter Bunny outfit, and he's doing an underwater Easter egg hunt this weekend. I've seen the pictures on Facebook. He does that every year. Kind of a big deal. But when will the Easter Eel
big thing
get it's just due?
Well, I think we're making strides towards that today.
I guess. Very
small. I
think
you're doing
ones.
A lot, Craig.
Well, you know,
you should get some sort
of
hippity
hopping along.
You know, divers do need their own holiday, and maybe this could be the start of a new thing. I mean, not to take away from the Easter Bunny, but kind of old, been there, done that.
So you're saying we should be
retiring the Easter Bunny and move towards the Easter Eel,
eating chocolate eels.
Yeah, I
not
guess.
To be confused with Easter seals.
Okay, the eels.
They're delicious.
There's eels on Easter
Actually,
Island.
I think we need to call Captain Slade. Isn't that one of the creatures he feeds with his face?
Well, I'm thinking if he goes down there as the Easter Bunny every year like he's doing this weekend, are those Easter eels jealous? Is there a little friendly competition going on here? You know,
he might hold a chocolate bunny between his teeth when the Easter eel comes for the feeding.
No, I don't think that's how it works, Casey.
Would his eels recognize him if he was dressed up like the giant bunny?
I don't think they do.
They'd be like,
I think
the
they're probably a little annoyed with him. Like, hey, okay, how about a little respect?
It's the biggest damn rabbit I ever saw.
Yeah. I mean,
does he have an Eveready battery on his back?
No, he doesn't do that. That would. That would be inappropriate.
Does he beat a drum?
Probably life-threatening, Barry. But, you know, the thing is, the Easter eel could be a thing that all divers could, you know, gather around. Now that we know the story and we have a song that we can, you know, rally around, I think it is something that we should join forces and help promote around the world as
divers. I think we should have some T-shirts made that say the eel is real.
The eel is real could be a pretty good campaign.
Or feel the eel, if you're really down with it.
I think that's going to clash with the whole Me Too thing. I think
support your local Easter eel.
All right, then we put in parentheses right under the phrase "feel the eel," if you want to.
Okay,
if you are so inclined,
give them the choice, right?
Or put it on a milk carton. Have you seen my eel?
Inappropriate.
Maybe we could do a Jerry Lewis special for the Easter eel.
A whole telethon kind of thing. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He doesn't need your pity.
True. I mean, the Easter eel, you know, the only thing he lacks is respect, and he's being overshadowed by the Easter bunny.
And public relations.
But I'll tell you, I think eels eat bunnies. So I think the Easter bunny could be in for a long road ahead.
Well, as long as he stays away from the toilet, he should be good, right?
Well, you know, the thing is, eels can get out of the water. That'll be, you know, they have to access your, you know, area through a water
source. So everybody keep your commodes
but don't think,
shut.
No. You want them.
You don't want them to get out of the toilet tonight
tomorrow
night.
I don't think he's, you know, Easter eel is, he's a friendly critter to the divers that have been good every year. So if he comes and visits you and he gets out of the, you know, out of the, he's going to come up and, you know, give you a kiss or leave you something.
I have a question.
What kind of gifts does the Easter eel leave?
Well, little tiny chocolate eggs.
Little brown ones.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Doesn't the Easter eel scare the crap out of everybody?
Well, it can if you don't, you know.
You're not ready for it?
Well, once again, he only comes to good little diver boys and girls. And the divers know eels are friendly and friend.
Right, but I mean, if you lift your toilet seat and you see an eel in there, that might give you a little bit of a start.
Well, if you're not, if you're a non-diver and you don't, you know, realize what
it is. Oh, so that's why you're trying to educate people so we know.
Yeah, I mean,
I've done a lot of diving and it hasn't happened in my toilet.
Well, you obviously have not been a good little boy this year, diver boy.
Or you need to see a proctologist.
Mm.
Not sure where he was going with that.
Yeah. But the thing is that, you know, it's an effort to encourage people in your household to all become divers. Because, yeah, if you're a diver and the Easter eel, you know, blesses you with a visit, and the non-diver is the one who stumbles across the Easter eel, it's going to be a traumatic experience. We don't want that. So you want to make sure everybody under your household is a certified diver and familiar with the Easter eel, or just, you know, eels in general.
Are the Easter eels related to sea monkeys?
They're distant cousins. I think second cousins when you look up their, like, 23andMe DNA. I think, okay. Yeah.
So what you're trying to say, Greg, is if you see something long in the toilet, don't flush it.
Did I mention we have a guest coming up to talk about a new dive knife system that is pretty impressive that I saw at the Beneath the Sea show?
That ain't a knife. This is a knife.
Yeah, no, this is a really cool system. These guys at Tektite, I think is how you say it, right, came up with. And we're going to talk to them in just a bit. I don't know, you know, as far as how they feel about the Easter eel, but if Easter eel visits you, I don't know if you're supposed to leave them some food like cookies or anything like that. Or
leave them some cookies and milk.
Milk?
You guys.
Some sardines.
They may be lactose intolerant. You know that.
Yeah, well, they eat fish.
Well, they got to have almond milk then.
They eat peanuts. Eat bunnies.
Corn?
Yeah, there could be a conflict here.
Looks like corn one's eating Casey.
Yeah, all right.
He's beating his eel.
Would it be would you figure the Easter eel could be kind of like a diving mascot kind of thing?
Sure, why not?
We could use that, right?
We've kind of already committed to that.
I think so. So
I think
that
should be on the next Scuba Radio t-shirt.
Well,
you've seen, when we've dove, you've seen remora fish follow divers.
I have.
I had one on my tank once.
Yeah, the little pesky critters.
Right.
Yeah, they're cool.
But, I mean, mermaids.
Until they leave a big hickey on you.
Mermaids have been kind of like the mascot that we've used over the last few years. But maybe
you need to have a mermaid with a Easter eel wrapped around her.
Maybe. Maybe there is some synergistic elements between the eels and the mermaids that, we got to be careful about what we say next, I think. But
there could be. Choose your words carefully.
Yes. But I think that we have a winner. I do believe.
Definitely.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
But what I don't know is, I'm not sure, do you leave the Easter eel something there for them, or do you just, hey, how you doing? Hey, cool diving with you, buddy.
We haven't.
They might like peeps.
Do they like peeps, or should they?
Yeah, they might like peeps. Leave them peeps.
Well,
but
I don't know.
Peeps float, then you got to sink them down.
Mm-hmm. No, the eel will come up and get them.
Yeah. Okay. Or, you know, maybe if you have a non-diver in the house, you can just use the Easter eel to scare them into becoming a diver. See, this is what happens when you're not a diver. The Easter eel visits you and traumatizes you for life.
Oh, that's going to help.
No, that it probably won't help, will it?
No.
We want to make it a more friendly, welcoming kind of experience. That's
then do you flush the eel and send him on his way to go to the next house, or?
I don't know exactly.
Does he just turn around and?
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to fess up right now, guys. I apologize, but evidently I have not been a good enough diver over the last 22 years to
be visited by
the Easter eel.
I don't. You dive all the time.
I do, but there's something about evidently the quality of the diving I've done, or the amount, or something that the Easter eel has felt that I'm not worthy.
Maybe you haven't taken your friends enough.
He's visited me, Greg.
That could be a big problem.
Maybe you have to dive in Lake Titicaca.
That could be. That you know, I haven't done that.
I didn't think of that.
And
that
Bubble Boy has, or at least talked about
Easter eel telethon. And then with all the money we raise, we can distribute it to various dive operators throughout the world.
There's only so
Mountain
much
divers,
you,
number one.
There's only so much you can do with $11.63, which is, I think, what we'd raise.
That might you could buy the Easter eel a fish head, or take one of Barry's old fish out of his tank instead of flushing them.
I don't know. Flushing was, I thought it was a good idea at the time.
What about we feed the eel sea monkeys?
Well, that's already been done, hasn't it?
We have done this.
It was the wrong time of the year, though. I don't think it was Easter.
That's really. Right. It wasn't
like
Easter.
Cadbury eggs.
Oh, those are so good.
Yeah. Hey, it's Easter.
How come there is no Easter candies or anything in the studio today?
Because
we're not 6 years
Greg
old.
Greg is a communist. Yeah.
Okay, there's that.
They're out back hiding eggs.
All right. Wow. We're really messing up this holiday, are we?
Sure are.
What we do.
When do we come back?
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, Reef Safe Sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, Reef Safe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For Reef Safe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, Reef Safe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. Go with the original. Reef Safe. For more info, go to reefsafesun.com.
Protect the sea and you and me. Reefsafesun.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
So, do you snorkel?
Oh, never. Snorkeling's an invasion of fish privacy.
Yes, which is why I always yell, "Are you decent?" before I jump in the water.
When I snorkel in the ocean, all the fishes look much bigger than they do sautéed on my dinner plate. Life's so cruel in the air, I could stay underwater forever, following their bubbles all day long.
Okay, I think the same person who wrote the Easter eel song might be the same person behind that composition. I don't know, but I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And we're going to get on back, you know, get back to diving stuff more so, as opposed to holiday nonsense about the Easter eel. So we have dialed up our buddy Scott here. He works with Tektite. Talked to him at the Beneath the Sea show in Secaucus, New Jersey a couple weeks ago, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. Scott, how are you, man? Welcome.
I'm good, Greg. How are you? Hi, CJ and Bubble Boy, is that?
Yep, CJ, Bubble Boy. We got Barry the Bugger, Jerry the Diver Guy, Casey the Tobacco Nut. We got a bunch of
hey,
folks.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
Celebrating.
Hi, Scott.
Easter Eel Weekend.
Do you name the important ones?
Yeah. Do you celebrate the, you know, the Easter Eel as well, Scott? Or if
usually pickled.
Pickled. Okay. Well, I see what I was thinking. See, Scott is the kind of guy you want to talk to if you have a fear of the Easter Eel, because he works with Tektite and he has these dive knives and things that you could use to protect yourself if you were
cool.
So inclined or you know, a little nervous to interact with the Easter eel. So
sounds like he cooks those eels.
Well, he pickles them.
Pickle.
You're not listening again, Barry. God
well,
help us.
You're not to cook them before you pickle them?
So no,
he makes
no, you
them
don't.
Drink rum?
Yeah.
Well, see, this comes from a trip to Cozumel where I got the award for eel feeding.
Really?
And I can tell you that moray eels like hot dogs, and fingers also look like hot dogs.
Ah, that's right. So you're missing a finger or two?
No, just some scars on it. Yeah, it wasn't the eel's fault. It was, you know. I had some students on either side, and one of them distracted me.
Well, understood. And see, that's why there are going to be some problems with the Easter eel campaign. There are going to be people like Scott who will have a fear of eels or something that they may need to get over.
Now that I know that they like hot dogs, I'm very concerned about Easter morning.
Good point. Yeah, that water source issue does create a problem, doesn't it?
Oh, boy.
Anyway, getting back to... Scott here. Tektite is the company, and you had this product at Beneath the Sea that really was quite intriguing, Scott. And
yeah, the product that caught your fancy was our Wilderness Edge survival knife system.
Yeah, and so it's a dive knife, and what?
It's a complete survival kit system. We sell it primarily to military fighter pilots. However, it's completely waterproof. It's got a dive light that stores in the handle. The light is stainless steel. Almost all of the components, except for the safety pins inside, are corrosion resistant.
Mm.
So you've got over 30 survival functions for this knife. It's a 7-inch dive knife with a full tang. And as I said, you can flip up the handle, and a little splash light dive light fits in the handle for a survival flashlight. The sheath converts with equipment in the tray underneath to a fishing pole.
Is that so cool?
Hope you'll pocket fisherman.
Yeah.
So you mount the reel on the side of the sheath and turn it into a little casting pole. And it comes with 17 pieces of fishing gear, you know, hooks, sinkers, trout flies, etc., as well as a spear point. So you can hack down a limb with a knife and put a spear point on it. It's got an animal snare in it for, you know, snaring rabbits and squirrels and cats, that type of thing, something small.
Eels.
Eels underwater, yes. It's stainless steel, so it'll work.
Yeah.
And a fire starter stick, a knife sharpener stick. You know, it's got a drilling tail screw on it, so you can drill holes in wood and light metal. And it all fits into less than 1 pound and less than... 13 inches overall.
Yeah. You know, I was just amazed when I saw this. It was like the Swiss Army knife of dive knives.
That is so cool. You know, Greg, my birthday is coming up in a couple of months.
Well, here, if you go to Tektite.com, I guess that's where he could order one for himself, right?
Go to Tekna.us.
Oh, Tekna. It's Tekna.
Tekna line.
Oh, the Tektite is the strobes and the lights. I apologize. Yes.
No, that's quite all right. It's Tektite owns the Tekna brand now. So
got it.
Tekna knives and lights are, we tend to keep that separate.
Sure. And it's Tekna.com.
Tekna.us.
.us. Oh, okay. .us. So there you go, CJ. You can go and order one for yourself for your birthday.
Thank you. You're so generous.
Bring them
get it
to
in
us.
One of 8 different blade styles and colors.
You know, what really caught my eye initially was the fishing element in it. When he opened it up and was like, there's like fishing line. I'm like, what? What the heck?
You know, we use Stren fishing line in it. We use Norwegian mustad hooks in there, so it's all top quality stuff.
Yeah.
Didn't catch any lobster?
Pardon?
Didn't catch any lobsters with that. But well,
I haven't caught any lobsters with it, no. And, you know, I think in Florida it's illegal to tickle them, right?
No, I was going to say, if you didn't catch any lobster, go fishing.
That's true. Well, no, we can tickle them in Florida.
Yeah, oh, okay.
But you can't, well, I don't know if you could
Here on the East Coast, you don't want to tickle them. You want to get past the big claws so they can't grab you.
Oh, true, true. Yeah, we're ticklers down here. And then we catch lobster sometime, too. Hey, thank you. I'll be here all
Damn
week.
Damn you!
Oh, wow. Great stuff. Once again, tekna.us, tekna.us. Scott, thanks so much for being on the show. Great product. They got lights and all kinds of dive nights on top of that.
Hey, and don't forget, we also do aviation and recreational boating stuff, too.
Well, there you go. We got a whole nother show that we can talk about that.
I'm glad you caught that.
Very well, we may do that. Scott, thank you so much. Happy Easter Eel weekend to you.
Same to you guys.
All right, we got hour two on deck. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.